Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In one of my previous podcasts, I talked about a Donkey Kong rhythm game that utilised a unique DK Bongos controller that created a truly one-of-a-kind gameplay experience. And likewise, another Donkey Kong game released shortly after, also using the DK Bongos. But it's not the sequels to Donkey Konga that I mentioned previously. It's actually a game that's reminiscent of the Donkey Kong Country games of the Super Nintendo Entertainment System from the 90s, but with a more arcade-style twist. Originally released in late 2004 in Japan, then 2005 worldwide, Donkey Kong Jungle Beat is a platformer game where instead of using a traditional controller, the player must use the DK Bongos to determine Donkey Kong's movement and actions, such as hitting the left or right drum to move left or right, and clapping your hands to send a shockwave against enemies and obstacles in your way. You can also perform backflips, slap the ground, swing across vines, and wall jump with the correct prompt. There are 16 worlds, or rather, kingdoms, to complete in the game, each having 3 levels, with the first 2 being traditional platforming stages, and the final level of each being a boss fight against evil gorillas, elephant tanks, raging warthogs, or giant birds, and each boss fight plays differently depending on which of the 4 you face. Whenever a level ends, the player must hit both drums rapidly in a short time for bonus points. Also, rather than a health bar or hearts like in other games, beats serve as Donkey Kong's health. And I don't mean the food beats. What I mean is the scoring system in the game serves as Donkey Kong's health points. For every combo you perform against enemies, and for every banana you collect in a level, the beat counter raises higher and higher, but it will go down if Donkey Kong takes damage, and you will receive a game over if the beat counter reaches zero. While Donkey Kong Jungle Beat received praise for its visuals, level design, and surprisingly good use of the DK Bongos, there was some criticism for the game's short length and general lack of difficulty. Also, the game unfortunately did not perform well commercially, with many speculating that the mere concept of having a simple platformer game being controlled with a pair of bongos is a hard selling point for the average buyer. However, as part of the New Play Control series on the Nintendo Wii, where select GameCube titles were ported over to the Wii with revised controls and cleaner graphics, Donkey Kong Jungle Beat was re-released on the Wii in late 2008 in Japan, then 2009 worldwide. This version of the game instead uses the Wii Remote and Nunchuck to control Donkey Kong, and motion controls in place of clapping your hands. Along with that, levels were slightly redesigned to include more obstacles, the unique points-based health system was replaced with a traditional life system like in most games, and there was even a new boss rush mode added. This version of the game was also available as a downloadable purchase on the Nintendo Wii U in 2016. Now, even though this Donkey Kong title wasn't really the return to form that most fans had wanted at the time, I still found it to be quite a fun title with a very unique control scheme, even though I never actually had the chance to play the game myself, since my brother was the one who hogged the console to himself pretty much all the time. But still, I really liked the style the game went for, even if it wasn't a mainline Donkey Kong game, and it's another title in the GameCube library that I'll always look back at fondly. Join me again next time,